Welcome to the Global Business Women's Pod, hosted by the Greater Houston Women's Chamber of Commerce. I am Susan Dyson and extremely excited to be your podcast host. In my day job, I am proud to be the CEO, president, and founder of the Chamber. Every Thursday at 6 p.m., we will bring you inspiring stories of women who are leading in the advancement of women and girls. We will take you with us to our premier events. You will meet entrepreneurs, executives, and philanthropists who will empower and inspire you to succeed. So please mark your calendars and join us for the Empowering Global Business Women's Pod, Thursday at 6 p.m.
We are so excited to interview Julie Flowers. She is an amazing woman, and I know that you will be inspired and empowered hearing her story. So Julie, would you please share with us if there's anything that you would do differently looking back at your career? I know sometimes we always say, gosh, I wish I'd have done this or that, but are there things you would like to share with us that you would do differently?
Yeah, looking back at my career, there are a few things, you know, in retrospect, I think I would do differently. I do believe that my career journey, my path was laid out to for me purposely and solely for me. And I've learned every step of the way, whether I knew it in the moment or not, I was learning and growing. I think we often don't realize that in the moment. It isn't until later that we realize the jobs that we have today are preparing us for jobs in our future. But some things that I think I've gained along the way that helped me learn and grow, two things stand out the most. One, I need to listen more. I'm an extreme extrovert. Everything I'm thinking comes out, right? I think with my voice, but I need to pause and listen more. You know, Stephen Covey's famous quote, seek first to understand, then be understood, resonates with me really well. It reminds me to pause and reflect and be an active listener. People are fascinating to me. And if people were more curious about others and just listened, we would grow and learn from each other. The second thing is, I did this a lot early in my career, and I still fall in this trap sometimes, is that kind of peer competition. Like I'm competing with other people and I'm comparing myself with other people. So I've learned to focus just on me, not on others, and try not to be in that competition mode because it's not healthy. Rather look at it as learning and growing together and not comparing. So those would be the two things I've learned the most over my career journey.
Words of advice. I know I'm the opposite. I'm an introvert. So maybe we can practice with each other. Yeah. So that's great advice. And I know we've all had people help us along the way. I mean, some more than others, but I know there's some that stand out in your life. So please share with us a mentor or a sponsor that you've had that really did influence your career choices. And also, was it your mom or dad that had the most influence, or maybe they both did? Would you please share a little bit about your mom and dad too?
Yeah, I think we all have mentors, sponsors, coaches along the way that we that help us in our journey, whether it's a family member or, you know, someone at work or someone that you meet along the way. With my continual mindset of wanting to learn and grow, I believe I've had many mentors, not just one or two. There's a few that stand out for me. One, you asked if it was my mother or my father, and I would say my dad for sure. We're very much alike, but he gave me those little bits of wisdom along the way. I got my patience from him, my learning, my passion to learn, and my passion to be kind to everybody from him. He also, I think sometimes still in my head, I can hear his voice telling me what to do, even though he isn't around, in a good way, in a mentoring, coaching way. I had a former boss that worked here at Chevron, and I still talk to her to this day. She's retired, but she was one that really opened my eyes to seeing things from a global perspective, a diverse perspective, and I can't thank her enough for all the advice and coaching she's given me along the way. And the last one I would say is a coworker I have. And all these, she's one that I can call at any time, but all three of those folks will tell me like it is. They know me. They won't sugarcoat, but they also are empathetic to what I'm going through, but give me great, solid advice. So find those people that are going to be in your trust circle and will tell you like it is and really listen and grow with you.
It's so important because so many people try to sugarcoat or afraid that they might hurt your feelings. So it's great to have friends that are honest with you. Great advice. And I know that you're very busy in the community as well as in your career. Please share with us why you think it's important to volunteer in the community and maybe share one of your volunteering efforts that you're most proud of.
Volunteering in the community is very important to me, and it's helped me tremendously just as much as maybe I'm helping others. Active service is one of my core values, and it's something actually that my husband and I teach to our boys. So they are active in the community and do a lot of service hours as well. And we do it as a family and we do it individually. Service and giving back is important in so many ways. It would take me a while to go through that, but a couple of key things that it provides me a sense of community rather than staying in my initial bubble. It helps me be humble about what I have and what others don't have, be more aware of that, seeing their perspective, understanding their reality and why it's different and how can we help and contribute as a community, and really is important. It's also another way to grow and learn. And you can see the theme in what I'm talking about. Being curious and growing and learning is one of my core things about me, and that giving back and volunteering helps do that. I do a lot of volunteer work for SEARCH organization, which is for the homeless here in Houston. My boys do as well, and we volunteer at the food bank, and we do a lot of service hours for Catholic communities. So I think SEARCH is probably the one that I do the most with right now for the homeless.
I know setting an example for your boys is the best way to teach them, but I know we always talk about what are we going to say to girls? What advice we're going to give to them? But are there a few things that you've really tried to instill in your boys so they are supporting women in the workplace and being a good partner, you know, to whoever they end up with in life?
Yeah, the supporting, having my boys understand not just the sense of community and giving back and acts of service, but how to help women in the community and or the workplace is critical. My job as a mother is to help these boys be gentlemen and kind to everybody and making sure that they understand we are all equal. And so my husband and I work on that a lot. My boys also go to Catholic schools. Give a shout out to Strike Jesuit and St. Vincent de Paul real quick, but they teach them those values as well. They have to master, you know, and really learn and grow in becoming good community members and helping others, not just women, but any of the underrepresented communities as well. So it's kind of all inclusive.
About family, I know that whoever is our partner in life too is a great influence on us personally and also in our career. So share a little bit about your husband and the traits that really made you fall in love with him in the beginning and how it's grown now through the years.
So the traits of my husband and the partnership that we have and how we fell in love, if he told the story, it would take him about 3 hours because he's a storyteller. So he says he has the book version and I have the movie version, and he thinks the movie version is always kind of embellished, but we won't go there. We met at Chevron many years ago, and the core values that my husband and I share and what attracted me to him first and foremost was humor. Making sure that we have joy in our life each day and that we can laugh at ourselves and each other, and that we can give joy to others through laughter. He also is very diligent when it comes to ensuring that we have a good work ethic and that we are raising boys that are going to be gentlemen, loving, caring, and kind people. So those are just a few examples of why I fell in love with my husband.
Wonderful. Well, we hope that he will be at the conference to be able to see you being honored. So, and your boys too, as well. So I know in your role at Chevron, you do a lot of advising, but if you had someone that was re-entering the workforce come in and talking to you and applying for a job, or someone that just got out of school, you know, that was entering the workforce, what advice would you give them in today's world?
What advice would I give women coming into the workforce or re-entering? It's a great question, because I personally believe we talk about work-life balance, and I don't think that's ever achievable. I think that we need to think of what's important to us. What are our values? What are our priorities? And stick to that. I'll give an example. Family comes first for me. I've been with Chevron for 24 years, third generation. So I kind of have oil in my blood. I love this company. I will never leave until it's, you know, time for me to retire. But my family will always come first. So it's not a balance. It's just knowing your priorities and how to shift between those when necessary and sticking to what's important to you. I'm a committed Chevron employee, but I'm also more committed to my family. And that helps people, and it helps me ensure that my stress level is manageable. When you try to do both or try to balance both, I think that's when you get overwhelmed and stressed out. So I don't think it's achievable to have the balance, but rather find where your priorities lie in that moment and shift when that time comes. I also think that looking at our career, again, with my theme, we need to make sure that we as women do not compete with each other. We've got to help each other. We've got to leave the ladder down for the others. We have to rise each other up. We shouldn't be going against each other. We should be finding ways to help each other so that we can all learn and grow, because we're better together and we make a bigger impact if we're doing it together. The last one I would say, and this came from my father, which I said earlier, is treat, and in bold letters, capital letters, treat everyone kindly. No matter where they're at in the world, no matter where they're at in society, no matter where they're at in your workplace, we are all people, and kindness goes so far. It is the true meaning of how to become successful. Just be kind.
Oh, I love what you said about leaving the ladder down for the other women. That's great. I'd not heard it said like that before. I think that's great. And I agree with you on work-life balance. I've said so many times, I think we need to take that out of our vocabulary, because trying to achieve that, I just don't think is possible. I think you put a priority when you're at work, and your priority is that when you're at home, that's where you are. And right. I agree with you that family comes first, but thank you for sharing that. That's great words of wisdom. We may take that out and put it on our website. Mm-hmm. So, and I know that we all think about how we want to be remembered. You know, and really, what would you want Julie Flowers to be remembered for? What would your legacy be?
What would my legacy be, and what would I want to be remembered for? That's a deep question, and I appreciate the question. I would love for people to see me as authentic all the time. Authentic person, authentic leader, authentic peer, and that I focus on helping others grow while at the same time growing myself. I love the quote from Francis Fry's book, Unleashed: be an ambassador of other people's awesomeness. Actually have it on a post-it note in my office, so I remember that. Kind of goes back to the leave the ladder down and helping others and not competing. That's be an ambassador for other people and how awesome they are, and help them. And hopefully that shows up as me being authentically wanting to help others grow while I grow.
We're going to steal that quote from you. You know how we always love to include them in our events. So Morris, that's a good one for us to include.
Well, that's stolen from Frances Fry, not from Julie Flowers, but I love it.
You brought it to our attention, so mm-hmm. we'll be happy to use that. And we'd like for you to share one word, if that's possible. There's so many adjectives that could describe Julie Flowers, but what one word would you say describes you the most as a breakthrough woman?
One word that describes me as a breakthrough woman. And I mentioned earlier that I'm an extrovert, so I like to talk a lot, but I'm going to go to one word, and it's something that you've already heard me say in this talk. I just want to be remembered, and I want to be known as always being authentic, because I think that word speaks volumes about everything. Kindness, learning mindset, honesty, approachable, all those things can be coupled under the word authentic.
And I know Mother's Day is right around the corner. So share with us a little bit about your mom and her influence on you too as well.
Sure. Yes. Mother's Day is right around the corner. And my mother, who lives in California, was just here to visit actually too, had a huge influence on me. I was watching her recently when she was here, trying to think to myself, what qualities have I gained from her? And we were, not to sidebar a little bit, but we were at the Houston Spring Nutcracker Marketplace, and we both loved to shop. But I couldn't find her half the time. She couldn't find me because the two of us are off chitty-chatting with random strangers. And I think there's a gift in that. There's a gift in being able to approach people and, again, want to learn about them and want to make connections with community and others, and also make sure that we are having joy in our day by learning from meeting other people. So I really learned from her the gift of gab, which is, to me, is a strength, right? Be able to talk to anybody at any time about anything, and they feel comfortable in that setting as well. Even though we're extroverts, I know I've talked to my introvert friends or people that I've met, and they appreciate the approach of, you know, you're authentic, you come forward, you talk, but you make it so conversational and so easy to talk to you that they come out of their shell a little bit too. So I think that's what I got from my mom.
Thank you for watching the Global Business Women's Pod, brought to you by the Greater Houston Women's Chamber of Commerce. We cannot wait to see you next Thursday at 6 p.m. And remember, you can always find us at ghwcc.org.